corner, taken by Fuller. Haswell takes, Hatch, who gets the shot? Tony Kello, left footed, Cornell. Fuller, Kello, God, misses this shot. Kello scores his 18th of the season, and that's 1-0. Kello,
if you didn't know, my name is Tony Kello. That nearly rhymes. You're listening to Kello's Bootlaces with Fulzy and Kirkster.
Kello's Bootlaces, the Exeter City show for Grecian fans the world over. Two men with faces for radio.
We're online, on your mobile, and on 107.3 FM. This is Radio X. It's Monday evening. You're listening to Kello's Bootlaces, an hour of all things Exeter City. And tonight, we're a bit hyper tonight, Simon, aren't we?
Yeah, through to the FA Cup second round. Decent home draw as well. Plenty to be pleased about.
We are indeed. More on that in just a second. We're a man down tonight, though. I think Kirky got so excited that we're in the second round for the first time in about 6 or 7 years. He's pulled a sickie on us, Simon.
Yeah, it was poor form, but Met hopefully will be here for the FA Cup third round draw.
Let's hope so, indeed. Soul Boy's back in the studio this evening. Evening, Soul Boy.
Evening. How's it going?
It's not going too bad at all. Thank you for your help again this evening already.
No worries.
Still not made us a cup of tea, though, has he, Si?
No.
Shocking.
What is the tea boy?
We have got a new tea boy in tonight. Welcome into the studio, please, everyone. Our special guest, Ollie Watkins. How are you, Ollie? You okay?
Yeah, all good, thank you.
Loving the bling, mate. Loving the bling. Are they proper diamond earrings?
Yeah, of course they are.
Yeah, or do you get them out of a Christmas cracker?
Nah, my mum gave them to me, actually.
Oh, they do suit you.
She had to put a little bit of bling in, you know, for you boys.
Oh, brilliant. You're looking the part, mate. And you came on yesterday, your first taste of FA Cup action?
Yeah, it was nice to get on. Just glad to be, you know, coming on and making more appearances, and shame I didn't get a goal, nearly tight angle, but I know it's good, more appearances, and through to the next round of the FA Cup.
Cool. More from Ollie throughout the show this evening. We've got a special Fulzy FA Cup quiz coming up tonight. No Kirky tonight, so no Simon versus. So the return of the Fulzy FA Cup quiz. We'll still do it Simon versus the two lads, so if you want to take part in that, get your pen and papers ready. There'll be 10 questions in the FA Cup quiz. Don't forget, it's just for fun. Plenty of feedback coming from Didcot, and also we will reveal the second round draw if you haven't heard it. But let's get the show underway this evening with a bit of Top Loader and Dancing in the Moonlight. Listening to Radio X, Kello's Bootlaces on your Monday evening, the hour between 8 and 9. All things FA Cup this evening. We're joined by Ollie Watkins in the studio, Simon Larkins from the Express and Echo, Soul Boy from Radio X, Radio X's finest. Don't let Ashley hear me saying that. No Kirky this evening. He's got a poorly, sickly tummy. So good job he's not in here, really. Let's get underway then with our competition. We always give you the opportunity to win a pair of tickets to a future Exeter City game. The question this evening is, what number ball were Exeter City in the FA Cup second round draw, which took place just about an hour ago? What number ball were Exeter City in the FA Cup second round draw? If you know the answer to that, you need to email studio@radiox.co.uk. That's studio@radiox.co.uk. X is EXE, of course. Get your answer in by about 10 to 9 this evening, and we'll give out the winner before we all depart this evening. You can also text us if you've got any questions for Ollie or for Simon at the Echo, or any reaction to the draw this evening. The text number is 81400. That's 81400, and start your message with the letter X. Right, as we said, it was the FA Cup draw. It was just about an hour ago. If you haven't heard who Exeter City have drawn in the next round, the second round proper of the FA Cup this year, Simon Larkins is going to tell you now.
Yeah, it's at home, which is a bit of a surprise, and it's either Maidenhead United or Port Vale, depending on who wins the replay.
Wow, so Maidenhead are in the National League South, I believe.
Never even heard of them. No offence.
Why doesn't that surprise me? National League South, they're one step down from the conference, Simon. I think they're fifth in that league.
Yeah, doing all right this season, and obviously they've had a good run in the FA Cup, and to go up to Port Vale and get a 1-1 draw there shows they're a decent non-league outfit, but you would imagine if Exeter City do manage to get them at home, you would fancy Exeter's chances of getting through to round three.
And Port Vale struggling a bit in League One, so they're 15th, and as you said, for Maidenhead to go there and get a draw, it shows that they're not a bad little team, are they?
Yeah, I mean, and it's not so long ago that they were playing Exeter in League Two, I think, a couple of seasons ago, and I remember Exeter going up to Vale Park and getting a victory up there. I think Port Vale won 2-0 at St James's Park on the last visit with a couple of goals from Tom Pope, but I'm pretty sure Eastnor's still there, but I don't 100% I don't know that, but he's certainly not banging in the goals like he did a couple of seasons ago. And if they are struggling and, you know, Exeter City have recaptured a bit of their form, then you'd fancy Exeter to beat Port Vale at home as well.
Well, the important thing here, Ollie, and I guess what the club and all the players wanted was a home draw.
Yeah, definitely. We like to pass the ball, so playing on a good pitch and in front of our home fans, I think, yeah, it'll be a much better game at home.
And it's been a while, Simon, since we had a home FA Cup game.
Yeah, and we've had these tricky away ties to non-league sides, so just wanted to avoid one of those. And I'm pretty pleased that we didn't get Salford United away, or Salford City, I think I've got that name right. FC United and Manchester, we didn't want them either, or Altrincham. You know, one of those sides, a trip away to them looks a bit tricky. And it was good to avoid, you know, Bury away as well.
Yeah, certainly good to avoid Bury away, that's for sure. And I guess you're looking at Port Vale or Maidenhead, no disrespect meant to either of those teams, but I guess it's not really going to put us in the frame for a TV game again, is it?
No, so perhaps Clinton won't score, but we'll have to wait and see.
Cool. Well, looking forward to that. Just delighted that we got a home draw, and obviously the more reaction in the Echo as the week goes on in the next couple of weeks. I believe it's the first weekend in December, isn't it, the second round?
Yeah, it should be on the 5th of December, unless it does get moved for TV, but they'll probably turn up at Salford City again, won't they, in Class of 92 and all that rubbish, so.
Yeah, they seem to be, as you said earlier, they seem to be trying to turn them into the take that of football, don't they?
Yeah.
Right, let's talk about Didcot then, because it was an amazing afternoon. 12 o'clock kick-off yesterday at Didcot. Great, great game. Never in doubt, Simon, was it?
I don't think so. I mean, first half, Didcot had one chance where it went into the side netting, but actually that would have been ruled out for offside anyway. City looked really good defensively. Didcot started, you know, well in the first 10 minutes, but it wasn't the same as Warrington. It wasn't that nervy, and as soon as Clinton put the ball in the back of the net, you were pretty confident they said, we're, you know, going to get the victory, but, you know, defeat never really looked like it.
No, it was a tight little ground. The pitch was fairly good though, Ollie, wasn't it, for a non-league ground?
Yeah, definitely. When we went out before kick-off to have a look at the pitch, all the lads were a bit surprised, because last year at Warrington is obviously a different story. But yeah, Didcot, nice little ground, good club. Yeah, couldn't fault it really. Nice pitch, and the boys did well to pass and, you know, play our usual game on it.
It kind of, watching the game, Simon, almost a bit frustrating the first half. It seemed as though both teams were trying to work each other out, but as the second half progressed and as you said, the first goal went in and they tired, then we came into our own and created more and obviously scored more.
Yeah, and it was interesting listening to Tiz after the game as well. He brought on Alex Nichols and Joel Grant, and he said it was more pragmatic having them on the bench and then bringing perhaps his flair forward players, you know, on later into the game. So he was obviously growing into the match and just building a platform, and I think that's probably why Exeter City, you know, didn't threaten as much in the first half as they did in the second half. Didcot, you know, had that chance at the end that hit the bar, but other than that, I don't really think they troubled us too much, and a deserved win for Exeter.
Highlight of the first half, I guess, Jamie McAllister's rasping drive from outside the box.
Yeah, it was a really good hit, and it was good to see Jamie McAllister getting forward a lot as well, because, I mean, last couple of league games he's had, they normally put a pacey winger up against him, the opponents do, and Didcot had that in a play called Jack Powell, but they left him on the bench, and they played this 4-2-3-1 formation, which you've seen a lot of Premier League sides playing, but I think that's a little bit too defensive, and it allows the full-backs to get forward, so it allowed Jamie McAllister and Aaron Davies to get forward from wing-back, and yeah, a really good hit from that strike. It was a good save by their keeper.
Let's just quickly talk through the goals then. Clinton's first one. It was a clean hit, wasn't it? It looked as though it might have been deflected from where we were, but I think it was a clean hit, wasn't
it? Yeah, a clever one. He just loops it up, because if he hits it cleanly, or, you know, doesn't try to, you know, chip it, it hits the defender anyway, so he just lifts the shot and it's in off the crossbar. So yeah, good finish from Clinton.
And Clinton involved in the second one as well. Obviously Dave Wheeler hit the or his header was pushed onto the bar, and then Clinton scrawling around in the six box into tee up Tom Nichols.
He was going for another overhead kick, wasn't he?
Yeah, I think he got it.
Spectacular goal on TV. Yeah, I mean, in fairness, he keeps the ball alive, doesn't he, the rebound. So, but yeah, no, a few players involved in that, and I think Tom Nichols has got the easiest goal of the season so far, just tapping that one in from a yard out.
And the third one, Joel Grant. Ollie, was he a bit upset that Alex Nichols knocked it across the line, because it looked as though it was going in anyway?
No, I don't think so. Just probably happy the game was over, really.
You've got to put it in, though, haven't you, if you're Alex Nichols?
Yeah,
you can't
definitely.
Take a chance.
I don't think it was creeping in, actually. But
there was a defender back there, wasn't there? So yeah. If Alex Nichols doesn't put it in, there's always a chance he scoops it off the line anyway.
Yeah.
Either way, if I was Alex Nichols, I'm putting that in.
And we've got to mention Bobby Save, that he pushed that shot onto the crossbar. That was just a phenomenal, getting his fingers to that shot.
Yeah, definitely great save. I just came on, actually, and I thought Macker had the right midfielder, so I didn't track my runner and he crossed it, so luckily Bobby saved that, because it got me out of the yeah, great save from Bobby.
Brilliant, absolutely brilliant. Well, let's catch up with the man of the moment again. He loves it when the TV cameras are there. Here's Clinton Morrison.
Come off the TV, come off the Clinton.
I know, we need to get all our games on TV. Now, I think what they should do is just get a camera around every ground that we go to, and then I might score. No, all jokes aside, it was a good professional job. They had a goal in the first half. Obviously, we didn't play like we could do in the first half. But in cup games, you just have to stay in there. And then second half, we showed our class and deserved the win.
Good setup here, good pitch.
Yeah, it's a good pitch, good setup, good change rooms. Probably change rooms are better than the change rooms at Exeter, to be fair. So it felt like a normal. Obviously, the ground's a bit different, but the pitch was good. It played well. It started to cut up towards the end, so it was a good atmosphere, and the fans enjoyed themselves. And Exeter fans go on happy. We're into the next round now, because it's all good. It brings in more money for the club.
0-0 at half time. What did the manager say?
He just said you're doing well, you're competing, but you use the ball better, which we knew anyway. When we get into the final third, we have to use the ball better and make things happen. And I think as they got more and more tired, we got better on the ball and we started to make things happen.
Three good goals, and I guess we mustn't underestimate the importance of a clean sheet as well.
Yeah, the defence were good. I thought Trey and Jordan were excellent today. I think the whole back four with Macca and Aaron Davis coming back into right back, they were brilliant. And I think they typified what we were about today. They were big, strong, commanding, and we knew we had to compete, because if you don't compete, we knew we could get knocked out, because as you saw on Friday night, Salford lost. I mean, not Scotty lost to Salford, who were very good, and you have to compete. If you don't come to these places and compete, then you will get knocked out.
In the hat, Monday night, home draw next?
Yeah, home draw would be nice. And the big teams don't come in yet, do they? What is it, teams now?
No,
still, well, whoever we get, we'll have to do well. And hopefully it's a home draw again, and it's another one where we could hopefully get through and then hopefully go back into the third round and try and get a big team. But first things first, it's a good result. And yeah, if we get a decent team, but we want to play at home because our ground's good and we play well at home.
Bit of controversy there from Clinton. Ollie, can you confirm, were the dressing rooms better than St James's Park?
No, they're equal. We'll say equal.
Are they hot showers?
Yeah, no, lovely shower. You didn't have to press the button. It's the little things. Things in life. It just stayed on.
Brilliant. You're listening to Kello's Bootlaces on Radio X. We're talking all things FA Cup this evening. We've got the FA Cup quiz coming up. Don't forget, get your pens and papers ready if you want to take part in that.
It's a good job Clinton's not doing the FA Cup quiz. He doesn't even know when the big teams are coming, does he?
No, he doesn't. Coming up next, though, we will hear from a former Exeter City player who, if he'd have stuck around at St James's Park, he could have pushed Tony Kello close for all-time record goal scorer. You're listening to Kello's Bootlaces on Radio X. We've had a text in from Mark Lees. He says, I hope it's Maidenhead, but even if it's Port Vale with the St James's Park crowd behind them, Exeter City can progress. We all hope that as well, Mark. Let's just remind you of the the competition question again this evening. Your chance to win a pair of tickets to a future Exeter City game. The question tonight, what number ball were Exeter City in the FA Cup second round draw? What number ball were Exeter City in the FA Cup second round draw, which took place about an hour and 10 minutes ago? If you know the answer to that, email studio@radiox.co.uk. Get that mail into us by 10 to 9. We'll pick a winner and we'll let you know before we go off air this evening. Well, it's great to be live on the telly yesterday. Of course, BT Sport broadcast the game to the nation. On the pitch as part of their team was a former Exeter City goal scoring great, Jamie Cureton, and we caught up with him after the game.
Jamie, you enjoy your TV work?
Yeah, definitely. Something I've got into the last few years. Something hopefully maybe I can go into once I retire. So, it's enjoyable. Yes.
And good passing comment on a former team?
It's easier, I tell you. Knowing the players, obviously playing with a lot of them as well, it does make the job a bit easier. And it's nice to see the lads because obviously you don't get to see them all the time. See Tiz as well. It was good. And, played well today, I thought, in difficult conditions. It's a tough round, especially when you play the lowest sort of ranked team in it. Pressure's on. I thought they did a very professional job and come out easy winners in the end.
Yeah, it was just a good, solid professional performance, wasn't it?
Yeah, definitely, which is, I think, at this stage, first round, as long as you get that right, your professionalism is right, you do things what you'd normally do, normally then your talent will come out. It's when you sort of waver a bit and you turn up and don't have fancy it. But professional-wise, you could see they stuck to a game plan. And in the end, the better players come out on top and score some good goals.
Great goal from Clinton.
Yeah, I'm not sure if he meant that. I'm going to chat to him after. But no, like I say, it's great movement. Gets the ball and, he knows where the goal is. He's done it all his career. It's a great finish. And I think the first goal was key. Once they got that, it was quite comfortable, apart from maybe the one chance that they had. And I said in sort of commentary that they're going to get one chance. And he didn't take it. A minute later, it's 2-0. And that was it, game over.
To be fair, a good little club here, and the pitch isn't that bad either, was it?
No, it's good. Like I say, you can come to some non-league grounds and the pitch would be terrible, and suddenly it's wind and rain, and it does make it difficult, but pitch was good. I mean, I think I've played it, someone said, in pre-season friendlies for Reading, so I can't remember. There's too many grounds I've played in now, but it's a nice place. It's obviously done the club the world a good, financially it's good for them, great turnout. So, this is what the FA Cup's about.
And still enjoying your football?
I'm enjoying it, yeah. We're struggling a bit at the moment. Obviously, we're down the bottom. Played yesterday and drew 0-0. Wasn't a great cup tie. But I'm personally enjoying it. Still feel fit and, raring to go each week. The games are going to matter for us a bit now. We've got a JPT game on Wednesday. I think our weekend game's been cancelled because, believe it or not, we've got 3 internationals. So I think that might be cancelled and then we play the replay. So, yeah, James come thick and fast. But, thoroughly enjoying it.
Always good to catch up with you, Jay. And
cheers, thank you.
See you dressed as sharp as our manager.
Well, I'm trying. I've got to keep up with him, haven't
I? Jamie Cureton's a goal scorer, isn't he, Simon?
Yeah, ball falls to him in the box. You expect it to the back of the net. Yeah, he's scored goals. Most of the clubs that he's gone to and certainly some prolific spells at Exeter City as well.
You're still a young man, obviously, Ollie, but I guess you would have trained with Jamie when he was at the club, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I think when I was maybe my first year of my scholarship, trained with him, and I can remember he would just find the back of the net wherever he was around the edge of the box. You always back him to score. I didn't speak to him much, obviously, as a young lad, but I can remember playing with him, and.
Do you learn a fair bit from just watching players like Jamie Cureton playing a similar sort of position, isn't it? To yours?
Yeah, definitely. Him and Clinton, really. Experienced players, you always learn a lot from them, and especially Clinton, he does help the young lads, to be fair. He is a bit of a pain in the dressing room and that, but he helps us young lads, so.
So, I mean, Ollie, you've been there since day one. You mentioned that it was a scholarship. At what point do you go, I think I'm going to be signing a contract?
More in your second year, really. I did quite well. I scored quite a lot of goals for the youth team. So, I had faith in my ability that I'd, get offered something, but it was just depending on how long.
Just want to ask a question about Clinton, if I can, because we were talking just off air about the fine system at Exeter City. Does Clinton fall foul of the fine system often?
No, he rarely gets fined, to be fair. Clinton's quite good, actually. I was you want to watch out for Joel Grant.
Okay.
Joel Grant and Manny. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, they're getting the fines, are they?
Yeah, yeah.
And of course, there's a fine for not a no show on Kellos. What are these sort of like? What are some of the other fines that you?
Well, you know, Matt Oakley, as one of the older players, I think he has a more important role in the team. So I think we'll just leave it to the boys. You know, naughty November fines for. Yeah, we'll leave the fine for it for the boys.
Naughty November. Can you explain?
Yeah, I think it's actually double the original fine, so.
Wow.
There we go.
So what's it like for you being involved with a football club? You know, for a lot of our listeners who will be around your age, you know, football's a dream, but you're involved in it day to day. I guess that's something that really excites you and really pushes you to get to the best level you can.
Yeah, definitely. To be honest, I think I forget a lot of the time that is actually like my job. Because I'm getting paid to kick a football around with friends, really. Yeah. It's just, you kind of forget about that, but it's good going in training every day, having banter, playing football, obviously improving. Like, there's not much more you can ask for, really.
And do you watch what you eat? Are you that dedicated to it? Is that something the club lays down, or something that you do personally?
I think a lot of it's down to you personally. The ladies, they do cook us nice meals after training. But personally, when you go home, that's where it kind of really matters. You could stuff your face with, you know, pasties and stuff, and going to train the next day. But yeah, this year more I've looked at what I'm eating, my diet, and yeah, gone to the gym more, just stuff like that to try and improve my game.
And I guess the days are gone of crates of lager on the team bus on the way home, haven't they?
Some of the lads were talking about that yesterday, actually.
Some of the older boys.
Yeah, when it was Jordan Tilson, he said his dad used to come in. Well, after the game, he'd go into the clubhouse and his wife would be waiting there with a pint for him on the table.
Brilliant. Brilliant. You're listening to Kellos Bootlaces, the thoughts there of Ollie Watkins. Coming up, we've got the big FA Cup quiz. Radio X, you're listening to Kellos Bootlaces, an hour of all things Exeter City. Just to remind you, the draw for the second round of the FA Cup has taken place. Exeter City have got a home draw. Great news. They'll play either Port Vale or Maidenhead. I was just looking through the draw, Simon, to see who Argyll have got in the next round, but we'll move on. Poor old Argyll. Anyway, it's FA Cup quiz time now. Cue the dramatic music. Are you ready, lads? There's 10 questions if you want to play along
at home.
Come on,
Watkins, we can do this, son.
We will do Watkins and Soulboy versus Simon Larkins in the studio, just for a bit of fun. Keep your answers covered, Ollie, because I know what Simon's like. Here we go, then. FA Cup quiz. Can you give me the date of the final of this year's competition? The date of the final.
I guess of that one because I don't know.
Well, officially it'll be next year, won't it? But this season's date of the final.
It's in July sometime, isn't it?
You'll be laying a few false seeds there. Well done, Simon. Right, next one. Question two. Exeter played Didcot yesterday. What's the mileage from Exeter to Didcot? How many miles from Exeter to Didcot?
Is the closest win that?
Yeah, we'll probably give it the closest. Good shout. Question three. Name the five class of 92 players who own Salford City. Name the five class of 92 players that own Salford City.
Steve Flack's one.
Question four.
Need to have time.
No, you don't need to have time. It's easy. You should know that. Piece of cake. Question four. The manager of Eastleigh. I want to know the manager of Eastleigh.
I don't know.
Simon, you're scribbling more than usual. I think you're quite confident.
Yeah, I've got a couple.
Number five.
I know the class of 92 anyway.
Question five. Who lost in last year's final? Who were the beaten finalists last year?
Oh, the final. FA Cup, it wouldn't Chelsea, because they
Well.
Ollie's team, Arsenal, won it.
beaten finalists last year. Question six. Taking aside the result yesterday, what year was City's last FA Cup victory? In what year did City record their last FA Cup victory? Question seven. Who sponsors the FA Cup? Who are the FA Cup sponsors?
Good man.
The first point right there.
Right. You're not being dug out by Soul Boy, Ollie, are you?
No, I've done half of them.
Where are we? Was that seven?
Yeah, we're on eight now.
Right,
yeah,
question
we're waiting for eight for a while.
I want you to name the FA's new training facility. What's the FA's new training facility called?
Ooh.
No, it's not called
Ooh.
I'd like to see you spell that. Question nine. Exeter City are into the second round of the FA Cup now. If they were to win in the second round, what prize money would they get? How much prize money do second round winners receive?
At least.
I was playing football manager mode last night on FIFA. I think I got what I got.
We don't know what you want to do in your spare time, so boy, thank you. Finally then, question 10. The first televised FA Cup final was watched by how many viewers? The first ever televised cup final was watched by how many viewers? I'll give you a clue. Yeah. The 2005 FA Cup final was watched by 484 million worldwide.
What?
But how many watched the first ever televised FA Cup final? Are we going to give that to the nearest as well?
Yeah, definitely.
How are we doing, boys? You confident?
Yeah.
No blanks?
No blanks. Until question eight. I haven't got the last two.
I think I've gone too far on that.
Should we do the answers or should we do it the other side of another song? Keep the suspense going,
shall we? Keep the suspense, yeah.
We'll do it the other side of another song. Cool. You're listening to Kello's Bootlaces on Radio X. You know, it's the big FA Cup quiz. The guys think we're off air. They're still talking, Simon. We'll come back the other side of a bit of music. And you're listening to Kello's Bootlaces on Radio X. It's the big FA Cup quiz tonight. You ready, lads, to see how well you've done?
Yep.
Simon's quietly confident. He was big enough
during
that song.
He's smiling in the corner there.
Here we go, then. The date of the final, the first question I ask. Anyone tell me when it was?
May 30th.
Ollie?
Soul Boys, but February 19th.
What? No, can I just say that's completely such a lie.
He was writing these down, so
February the 19th.
Yeah,
I get that for closest, don't I, shall I?
Yeah, 1 point to Simon. It's 21st of May. You were a week late, just over. Question two: Exeter to Didcot. What's the mileage, Ollie?
We've gone 265.
265. Wow, you went a long way.
Yeah. I've gone 205.
Oh, you went quite a long way as well. It's 158.6. If you want to be accurate. 158.6. So who was closest? Simon again. Wow.
What else you got that?
Right, let's name the five class of 92 players that own Salford. Who's going on that one?
I'll go on it. Nicky Butt, Phil Neville, Ryan Giggs, Gary Neville, and Paul Scholes. Yeah. 10% each.
Got that.
Concur? You concur, do you, Ollie?
Yeah, yeah.
Cool. Point each on that one, then. Question four. Who's the manager of Eastleigh Town, Ollie?
Mr. Todd.
Mr. Todd! You got it?
Yeah.
Fantastic, Simon.
Yeah, I got that one as well.
Cool. Surprised me there, Ollie. Well done. Number five. Who lost in last year's final?
Aston Villa.
Yeah, got Villa as well.
Oh, you should get that, Ollie, shouldn't you? Because you're a big Arsenal fan,
aren't you? Arsenal boy.
Why Arsenal?
Granddad supports Arsenal. And, I don't know, yeah. My dad's not really into football, so I went for my granddad.
Your dad's not into football?
No, not really. He's more of a... He's a carpenter. He's just not interested, isn't he, really?
So you thought you'd become a footballer?
Yeah, yeah.
And your granddad's into Arsenal?
Yeah.
Well, Arsenal and Liverpool are quite close together, so you could go for Liverpool, couldn't you, rather than Arsenal?
No, definitely not.
Talking in terms of league position at the minute. I don't think so.
Moving on swiftly. Question six. What year was City's last FA Cup victory before Didcot?
November 2009.
Ollie?
We put 2012.
Yeah. Back in it.
Simon's spot on. 2009. Who's 2012?
As a Soulboy.
Probably Berry.
Soulboy again.
Probably Berry.
Soulboy right this.
We should have warned you about Soulboy, shouldn't we? Question 7. Who sponsors the FA Cup?
Emirates.
Cool. Yep. Did you get that, Simon, as well?
Yeah, I got that, yeah.
I wrote that down, by the way.
It's getting close. You said you'd only get 4, Ollie. You got more than 4 already.
No, I got 4.
8. Question 8. Can you name the FA's new training facility?
St. George's Park?
Yep. Got St. George's.
Question 9.
I reckon it's higher than that.
What is the prize money for second round winners?
Yeah. I win, 250,000.
Sorry, that's just funny, Simon. Ollie, what did you go for?
We haven't won the Carling Cup or anything. I've got 78,000.
78,000. 250,000
for winning
the second round.
Well, they've got to put money into this competition to keep it going.
Oh, that's unbelievable. Sorry, I'll pull myself together. The actual correct answer is 27,000.
We get that. Yeah.
So, Ollie gets that. We haven't won the Carling Cup. I like that line. Brilliant. Number 10. The first televised cup final was watched by how many viewers?
I've gone 275 million.
I've gone 6 million. I don't think any of us are clear.
I sold you a dummy, guys, by saying that in 2005 it was 484 million worldwide.
Oh, no, it's about 100,000, isn't it?
The first FA Cup final would have been tellies that really were quite rubbish and grainy and black and white
less
and all
than
that.
Oh, about 50,000.
It was watched by 10,000 people.
Oh, no.
just to remind you, we said 275 million.
Brilliant. Well done, guys. Who was closest there?
Me.
I'm not giving either of you a point for that, because you're both aware. Right, I'm going to quickly add them up. Right, Ollie and Soulboy. I think, Ollie, you'd have done better on your own without Soulboy, but you got 7.
Yeah.
7. Mm-hmm. Simon Larkins from The Express and Eric Echo. You got 8. Congratulations. Your first victory, although we can't officially class it as a Simon versus, because it was the FA Cup.
Yeah.
So you're still 5-0 down in the series.
I'm through to the second round, and that's it.
Yeah, for your £250,000 prize money.
Yeah. I thought he'd let him win. Yeah.
Brilliant, brilliant. Hope you did well at home if you played along with that. Well done to Mr. Larkins there. Right, let's do our other competition winner this evening. We asked the question. The question was, what number ball were Exeter City in the FA Cup draw? Do you know, Ollie?
Yeah, number 13. I think it was 19, I think.
No, try again. 26. Simon thinks it was 250,000.
No, I think it was 27.
It was 27. You said 13 so confidently.
I'm only joking. Yeah, of course I knew.
It was indeed 27. Congratulations to our winner tonight. A round of applause for Mr. Chris Lane, everybody.
Well, lady.
Well done. So those, someone from the club will be in contact with you, and those tickets will be winding their way to you. Right, let's bring you up to date with some happenings and goings on at the park. The Grecian St. Luke's Bowl quarter-final against Clumpton Rangers. That will be played at Edenvale Park, Clumpton, on Tuesday the 8th of December at 7:30 p.m. Hope to play in that one, Ollie?
Yeah, definitely, get a few goals, 90 minutes, you know, it's probably be another warranted all over, but, we back ourselves to win that. So.
Cool. And I think the week before that is the West Ham game in the Under-21s Cup as well, isn't it?
Yeah.
And I'll be desperate to start in that one, I guess.
Yeah, that'll be a good game.
Yeah.
Hopefully, you know, another win. We want to get as far as we can in that FA Cup, so.
Cool. And coming up this weekend at the park, of course, back to league action when the visitors will be Crawley. Confident ahead of that one, Simon?
Yeah, Crawley have never beaten Exeter at St. James's Park, certainly. I don't think they've actually beaten Exeter in the games they've played, but I'm not 100% sure. But they've certainly not beaten Exeter City at home, so I expect Exeter to continue that record on Saturday. Crawley, you know, indifferent start to the season, and you know, Exeter have been very good at home this season, so three points.
cool. And coming up as well, we have the Oxford United in round two of the FA Youth Cup, and that'll be taking part at St James's Park on Wednesday, November the 18th. That's a 7 o'clock kickoff for that one. That's round two of the FA Youth Cup. I guess you're a little bit old for that one now, aren't you, Ollie?
Yeah, just a bit. Yeah, I'm getting a bit older now, like aging, so.
Starting to shave soon.
Yeah, yeah. A few whiskers coming through, I think.
Brilliant, brilliant. Well, you've been listening to Keller's Boot Laces. Thank you ever so much for coming in, Ollie. Really appreciate your
time. No worries.
Soul Boy, thanks for making it. Simon Larkin, great to have you in the studio.
Thank you.
We must wish Kirky all the best. Hope he gets well soon. And let's look forward to Maidenhead at the park.